Item 8, presentation of the 2019 CICERA budget. Okay, that wasn't me, just for the record. Presentation of the 2019 CICERA budget versus actual expenses report. And Henry, you usually take the lead on this. Is he on the line?
Hello, good morning, board.
Good morning.
Technical issue. Can everyone hear me okay?
I hear you
fine. So.
Sound great.
Excellent, excellent. Normally I've been accused of being too loud or too wordy, but this time I'm going to have to measure the words carefully. So in front of you, board, you have a budget versus actual presentation packet. The document is broken down into three sections. Page one is a summary of the administrative and non-administrative expenses against the 2019 budget. Page two is the administrative expenses by themselves. Page three is the non-administrative portion, the sum of the two combine and they add up at the top. Normally we present this information right after the CAFR gets presented, but we thought it was more informational to present it earlier because these numbers are being reviewed by Brown Armstrong in the current wrap-up of the audit, and they'll be presented in the next board meeting. So the administrative departmental expenses include executive, compliance, admin, HR, accounting, IT, retirement services, and member services costs. That matches up to page two schedule, and that literally becomes informational table that presents right on the audit report. Same format, same line items, so it's very convenient information. The non-administrative expenses, which include investments, legal, and our disaster recovery program, those are the type of expenses that don't are not subject to the cap limit, the 0.0001% of the annual actuarial accrued liability. Those present on the CAFR, but investment is offset against investment earnings. Legal is legal and disaster recovery are considered other items. But for our budget versus actual, we've treated them as part of the overall CICERA budget. So the administrative expenses and the non-administrative for the year total up to be $13.1 million, of which 10.2 was administrative and 2.9 was non-administrative. When you take the 10.2 administrative and you compare it to the budget of 10.7, you get a favorable variance of 560 for about 5% savings on budget. If we move on to page one, this is the snapshot of the combined admin, non-admin overall. And if you can race down to the bottom, the total CICERA expenses where the pie chart is, you can see that the total budget was 14.2. We spent 13.1, and there's about $1 million under budget, about 8%. So the expenses are basically broken down into personnel, operating type expenses, of which operating are your professional services, legal, consultant, audit. Then you have your office expenses, what it takes to run the organization. And then we break down the IT cost, hardware, software, things like that, and ultimately finish out with asset depreciation. These are the items that can be expensed over a useful life, 3 years, 5 years. And we were speaking about a new pension administration system. Something of that size would get depreciated over 10 years. So when you look at the combined it's a good thing that our budget is under, but as you travel through the over and under column, there's some increases offset by decreases. So I'll just kind of summarize and go through, and I'll start off with personnel services. Personnel services were under budget, $475,000. The biggest part is in the benefits section. The reason for that is that we had some benefits estimated for some vacancies, and we didn't fill those by the end of the year, and it left that overage there. But you may note that in the salaries, what there isn't an same savings following that. Inside the salaries and wages, we had some increases for temporary staff. We had some overtime. And the reasons behind this was that we shifted gears and we used less of the ICON audit, and we used internal staff, temporary and permanent staff here through the use of overtime to do some of the cleanup. So that's why some of the salaries and wages don't show the same kind of savings there. Move on down to the professional services. That was up by $428,000. Most of that had to do with less legal that we had anticipated in the budget and less audit services. Inside the audit services line is the ICON consulting people. So we didn't use them, and that's what led to some of that savings. Moving on down to the office expenses section, we were under $103,000. But throughout the detail, you can see some pluses and minuses. So perhaps let me focus on the minuses because that always stands out. If we look at telephone and internet, over budget, 91%, $55,000. A lot of that had to do with the actual move into the building. We had to install a new phone system. We had to purchase some phone equipment for the boardrooms and the conference rooms. We had to cancel the old phone. Where we were at Willow Park, we had to purchase some Everbridge electronic communications as part of the business continuity plan. There's website changes, a new logo, so there's a variety of costs that went inside there. Office supplies and maintenance, it was over by $15,000. That had to do with moving boxes, supplies, signage, notification to members of our address change. Things of that nature. So, but there was off savings. The training and the travel was way down. That's almost $110,000. So the net of all this is savings in the office expenses. Moving on down to information technology. The biggest negative there was support service and software contracts. A lot of that had to do with annual software that we had in our capital budget, and we had to do an accounting correction to expense it in the 1 year because it didn't have a useful life. So most of that had a correction, but it gets offset with asset depreciation. It's almost an equal plus minus effect there. So the summarized picture to the story is the graph below. We spent about $13.1 million, of which 78% is our administrative, 22% is our non-admin. And that's where Cicero finishes out the year. That concludes my informational. Any questions?
Any trustee questions for Henry? Not seeing any. Mics light up, so
Todd, maybe and I'm thinking of the audit committee when I say this. Audit services going down dramatically, 50% from budget. Can you provide a little bit more background on how it is we save so much money?
It was through the less use of the ICON consulting. We consider that an audit service. It wasn't Brown Armstrong or any of that. Most of the budget of $267,000 contained more anticipated use of the ICON folks, but throughout the year we shifted gears and used less ICON people and more internal staff.
Okay. That's an answer I like.
Good.
Any other questions or comments for Henry? I'm not seeing any, so thank you very much, Henry.
Well, absolutely. Done. Have a good day. You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye now.